Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're back with the Touchdowns All Day with John Barber podcast. This is the relaxed late January edition. You know, we're just hanging out. Crunk Mike in the studio. We got a group coming over tonight, and we're recording a round table for you guys, and we'll be debuting those shortly so you guys can have more new, interesting, and amazing content from your friends at the Touchdowns All Day with John Barber podcast, the podcast that explores why seahorses look exactly like regular horses. We know you've all asked yourself that. It makes no sense that they do, but they do. We're going to talk about it. So stay tuned, folks. I went on a ski trip this week. I went to Mammoth Mountain with my buddy Kevin, who's a film director, putting out a documentary movie about the crime problems in Baltimore City. So here we are, folks. We're back on the... This is episode 22. Are you a YouTube expert? Are you a complete sensei at YouTube? Have you made multiple YouTube pages? Contact us at podcast@touchdownsallday.com. We want to talk to you. So we got some people... There were some questions thrown around about what we should talk about, and we got one request from Nicole St. Jones. She said she would like once in a while for me to update you, the listening audience, on what book I'm reading or books that I happen to be reading, and maybe what TV shows I'm watching. So that's easy. It's super easy. I just finished a book called Expectant Father, which, you know, is for guys who are about to have babies like me, and I got through it. It was fine. I didn't know any of that stuff. It's crazy that at the point where you're about to have a baby, they don't really tell you any of that stuff. Literally almost nothing in that book I knew before I opened that book. Absolutely unbelievable. Worth the read if you're having a baby, for sure. And what am I watching? I'm basically just catching up on Survivor because this is episode 40, the big Survivor year. They're going to have all the people who've won. And I'm kind of into Survivor ever since the Max Dawson episode. I went back and watched Max's season, which was 30. And then now I'm hooked. I'm hooked. What am I supposed to do? Watch Survivor all the time. It's super easy to watch. It's great to watch on tour. So you guys can try it too. You want to watch along? Go for it. It is Friday night. We're cutting a podcast. We're at the Oasis Pond Studio, and this podcast, episode 22, is about the New Year's Run and Chicago. These are three great jams from the New Year's Run. We know you want to hear the ones we've picked. Rich Steele picked them out, and we're ready to play them for you. We just got a couple of orders of business before we jump into that. First thing is we have the Epic Corona Time ticket giveaway winners. The winners of our biggest ticket giveaway ever. We're going to announce them right now. We had thousands of entries, but only 10 winners, folks. One winner for every song. And Crunk Mike thought that every song was every version of every song. So ambitious amount of tickets he's trying to give away over there. Crunk Mike tried to give away two tickets for every single thing that was tweeted at the podcast. I think that's, you know, you got to appreciate how much he loves you guys. You got to appreciate that. What other person would try and give away, would walk in here and say, hey, you got to give away 500 tickets. I hope you're ready for that. Who would start the session with that kind of comment? Crunk Mike would, that's who. So we boiled it down to 10. I'm sorry for the other 490 of you that can't win because of that. But we're giving away 10. If you are on this list, do us a favor and email us at podcast@touchdownsallday.com. And let us know what show you want to go to, and we'll give you a plus one. And all is right in the world at that point, I think, correct? So, let's talk about who won. Sam Seagroves, at Seagroves_F, won for Station 1121 at Higher Ground in Burlington. So, that's Station played on 1121 at the Higher Ground in Burlington. The second winner, also a winner, is Ang2Dila. At Ang2Dila, which is so easy to pronounce. She chose Rocket Science which was played December 12th at Janice Live in St. Pete's. Apparently, this is the second contest she's won, and she didn't even want the tickets to the last one. So we encourage her to take the tickets or give them away to a friend, which we will accept. Third winner is Dub at Dub Tweets. Dub Tweets chose Anthem from November 22nd at the SI Hall in Syracuse, New York. I remember that Anthem. That was a good one. The fourth is Bobby Sessions at Biscuits for a Day, who chose Clocks on November 17th at the National in Richmond, Virginia. Number fifth is Scott Wright at Ball of Energy 91, who chose Electric Slinky. That was played December 11th at House of Blues in Orlando, Florida. Sixth winner is Alex Warren at AW42711 for 4th of July on January 4th, 2020 at the Riviera Theater in Chicago. Tim Brockman at Tim J. Brockman. You need to get a handle, buddy. He chose Freebus Slinky on November 15th at McKee's Rock, Pennsylvania. The eighth winner is at Rammered Drunk, who chose Running on January 3rd, Chicago. And ninth winner is at Quebecki, who chose Stars in the Sky from December 31st in New York. And Presley Mullinax at President chose Hero from November 16th at the National in Richmond, which was a really fun show. And that Saturday night show was crazy off the hook. So an interesting thing here is at Quebecki chose Stars in the Sky, and so did Sirius Satellite Radio, which has played Stars in the Sky as well recently, the live version. And some exciting news about that, we have wrapped an interview with John the General Schwartz from SiriusXM, who actually started the Jam On station at SiriusXM. And we talked to him about that. He's going to tell us how that whole thing got started and everything about it. So look out for the upcoming Touchdowns All Day interview with John the General Schwartz from SiriusXM. Super excited. So we just want to move on and talk about a couple of plugs for the podcast we're on. We're on episode 89 and 90 of Inside Out with Turner and Seth. Mark talking about the eye doctor. Apparently, Mark has 8 weeks of rest prescribed by the doctor, so he's going to rest a little bit. And for those of you who don't want Mark to rest, he's playing at Cervantes, arguably right now. So good job, Mark, taking 4 days off. One more plug for the podcast for my appearance is the No Simple Road podcast, episode 135. Check that out. I was also on a podcast with Mike Fishbean, and the podcast is called This is Product Management. If any of you do product management, you can hear my philosophy about how to product manage. Honestly, I thought it was going to be like, what do I know about product management? Literally nothing, right? But according to Mike, it was very advanced stuff. I don't know how that's even possible. He must have been lying to me. But if he was, that's even funnier in my perspective. And then one more thing I was on a radio interview at 103.3 in Asheville FM with Christopher Tyrell of the Punch Bowl. You guys, if you live in Asheville, you know that we do some syndication with those guys, and we're glad to have been on their radio show. Thanks for having us. So all these people who are working to put their radio shows together, it is a pleasure to be on your show, and hopefully you all come on my show someday. That's a lot. That's a lot. I know you guys are like, wow, it's a lot of business up front. We're very busy here at the Touchdowns All Day podcast. We're doing a lot of stuff all the time, and it's really amazing. I would like to introduce something new right now. This is very exciting. We have a new ticket contest. So we just gave away a ton of tickets. But for those of you who want to win tickets who haven't won, we have a new style of contest here brought to you by the Bisco Cabal, a group of fans. And they have this weekly mystery jam contest where they play a jam from a past show and they guess the song that the jam is in. So we're going to play one of those jams here on the show, right? And when we play the jam on the show, you guys listen, la, 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 and then when you figure out what jam it is, tweet at us, hashtag touchdowns all day, and then tweet hashtag the name of the song that we're in. And the first person to get it, I guess it is, that person will get a pair of tickets. If you already know what the jam is because you sent us the song, do not play the contest, okay? We know you know what it is. It's not a contest then. And show date. We need the show date of the concert. So let's get into that. They have a league, apparently. They have a guy in first place with 19 points. Russ Tabes, was that? Andy Bazany is in second place with 11 points. And Kyle Laughlin is in third place with 9. Andy Bazany? Like, who are these people? I think they made up names. The first rule in providing points, which we've all known for at least 30 years, is nobody wants 19 points of anything. You want like 250 million. Like, think about pinball. Think of how many zeros they put on everything that you do in pinball is so highly scored. You guys should take a page out of that book if you want your game to be really, really high energy. This 19 points thing is for the birds. Let's get into this here. Should we play the song now? So we thought it'd be fun to play with you all and give you all some tickets. So listen to the jam. Tweet us your answer. First right answer wins a pair of tickets to whatever Disco Biscuit show that you want to come see. And let's take a listen. Let's see if I can guess it. All right, there you have it. That's the mystery jam. Number one, hashtag touchdowns all day. Make a post. Hashtag it touchdowns all day. Hashtag mystery jam number one. And let us know what song you think that is. I have a guess. I do have a guess, but if I said it on the podcast, the contest wouldn't be good.
We're mass communicating. We're mass communicating. We're mass communicating.
Tuning in, folks, the Touchdowns All Day podcast. We have a sponsor this week. How exciting is that? We have a sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. Without the sponsors, we wouldn't have a podcast to do for you. The electricity would turn off, and we need electricity. You would think, why do they need electricity to make something that electric? Well, folks, take some to make some. Come on. So this week's sponsor is the Aspen Grove Tea Company, Farm to Cup CBD Tea. They're a Denver, Colorado company. They combine blends of responsibly sourced loose leaf tea with water-soluble CBD isolate, encouraging the natural rejuvenation of body and mind. That should be their slogan, Aspen Grove Tea Company, encouraging the natural rejuvenation of body and mind. That's it, folks. It's delicious tea. They send me some. Every time I do these ads, they send me more. That's what I like about it. I'll take it. More tea, guys. Go to aspengrovetea.com. Use the discount code TOUCHDOWNS for 12% off the entire order site-wide. Free shipping on every order. And every pouch comes with a free reusable infuser, which is very important. You want the reusable infuser. They put all kinds of weird chemicals in that other stuff. You want to find out more about the Aspen Grove Tea Company? Go to Facebook, go to Instagram, at Aspen Grove Tea. Follow, share. You can see them at the NoCo Hemp Expo, National Western Complex, March 26th through 28th of 2020. Cherry Creek Farmers Market, of course, every Saturday, all summer long. And the World Tea Expo in Denver Convention Center, June 8th through 11th. Really great. Thank you guys for sponsoring the Touchdowns All Day podcast. AspenGroveTea.com. All right, folks, we are back. We are back. 2020, we're rolling. We're on schedule, I think, maybe. I think I probably should have cut this yesterday, frankly. But we're going to see. We'll see if Rich can whip it together in time for you guys for your Sunday podcast feeding, which is right in line with the Super Bowl. I'm going to take the Chiefs tomorrow. I like watching the Niners play. I do like watching them. And I think the Niners arguably could be the better team. But I'm going to take the Chiefs. I think Mahomes rises to whatever occasion they give him. And he throws some weird 40-yard sidearm passes that, you know, are just, you know, Hollywood stuff. I think we're going to get a Hollywood game out of Mahomes. And the Chiefs are going to win. And it's going to be a close one, and it's going to be a really high-scoring game. Super excited about that. All right, let's get to episode 22. This is what we're doing. We got the PlayStation Theater 12-28-19. This is one of Rich Steele's three highlights of the tours. This is Reconnect in the Caterpillar. We'll be right back. Love that. Love the top of that. It's kind of, to me, a similar concept to Free But Slinky, where you don't just repeat the melody, you go up and you tweak it a little bit at the top. I think we could have done that for 3 more minutes. We should loop that and just make that a song. I love the guitar and the arpeggiator at the same time, which is what's going on there. I'm playing the guitar and the arpeggiator at the same time. I like the sound of that. That's a kind of an original Biscuits Only type of tone. There you have it, folks. Thank you to the podcast. Thank you to Rich Steele. I never would have heard that jam if it wasn't for the podcast. I never would have 12/28/2019. I always would have gone to some new songs or some other thing. And I remember playing that on stage. I remember that moment because I think I figured out that I kind of went for that major third in the guitar line. I just tucked it in to a spot where I was picturing like some, you know, Mel Gibson movie set in Rome in like 100 AD or something, where this just epic, like maybe the army is coming over the mountain. And I was thinking of that, and then that melody was like popped into my head, and that melody is in a slightly different key that the band was playing in. And if the band had jumped and changed keys, it would have been lame. And what was cool about it was the band didn't change keys. I'm sure they all thought about it. I'm definitely gonna ask them, now that we have the moment here on tape, what they were thinking at that point in time. But we never discussed it, and I know that everybody heard that note and stuck in what they were doing, which was that dark, heavily three-dimensional sound that we're in right now, which we've never been in before. And hey, guess what? If they're heavy in that sound, and it's pulsating like that, and it's the dark, dark, dark jam, if I could tuck that little major third in there, we're suddenly in war, in some kind of, you know, Genghis Khan visual movie type of scenario where it's just huge and epic in scale. So I remember doing that, and I didn't even think about it till just now. So the podcast, the best thing ever. How else would you know to listen to that jam? Well, this is how. This is why we're here, folks. I have a... There we go. I gotta fix this. All right, so we're just gonna jump right into the next jam. 12:30, PlayStation Theater. I'm in Cyclone. 12:30, 2019, for those of you listening many years into the future. Thank you. dig this. I don't know where this is going, but we're mixing different sounds in. We're going to different places. Very industrial right now. I like it. It's very futuristic. I like these all these sounds. I'm digging this. We'll be right back. If that doesn't make you smile, I don't know what will. That's the note they wanted. I set that note up earlier in this in the jam. It's probably why it works so nice. It's because it was set up. Gotta set stuff up. Really great keyboard playing by Magner throughout that jam. Just really, really great. Everything he did was pro and just perfect selection and just, you know, that jam was beautifully played. But Aaron really made it all happen. The way that he moved through the different things that he was doing created this just beautiful climax at the end there. And so he architected that one. And it's beautiful to listen to. I enjoyed it. Good choice, Rich Steele. All right, I'm going to cut this off here. So we all know this song. I had this crazy idea. Maybe we'll put this stuff up on a SoundCloud for you guys to listen to the jams. Just because I'm like, wait, why is this stuff... It's nice kind of cut up like this. I enjoy this just... little system that we all built together here. This great biscuit jam finding system. Gotta love it. This jam just sounds great, you know? I don't know who was mixing this. I should know that. I don't offhand. Could be Rich Steele, could be Pat Hutchinson, could be a combination of the two. Brian, the monitor board, might have had something to do with putting this mix together, but it just sounds awesome. And the fact that we got this first night in Chicago is a testament to how pro these guys are.
your cleat? Why'd you have to cut it with the cleat? Why did you emancipate your cleat? Why you always talk about your cleat? Why you always talk about your life?
You know, when I was... Let me tell you a little story. When I was living in New York, I used to go to these little groups of people, and we would... I would have my computer, and we would all program different robots together. And I just kind of thought that group... Like, one guy was the guy who did that weird video for that band, where the paint splatters and, like, the... Whatever you call it, like a Rorschach experiment or something, where, like, you follow this thing along, and it's all physics. One guy was the guy who did that video, and then the rest of us were what were known as street coders, where we didn't know anything about code or technology or computers for that matter, and yet we were there with these computers hammering away at stuff. And that Shemrabu solo was the street coder version of a guitar solo. Irreverent in every way, no scale necessarily. Try this note up. There was no lick there. There was no classic Eric Clapton lick at the top. For a blues solo, I don't know what the hell I just listened to. Let's check out Freeba Slinky. That's my moment right there. I love that moment. I don't know why I like that. It's weird. I don't know why I like that lick. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know. It's music. It's not supposed to make any sense. There it is, folks. Mark Brownstein, the bass machine. Alan O'Quinn, drummer extraordinaire. Listen to the groove those guys put together. Me and Aaron going to do? We're just like, everything we did was great because the groove was so good there. It is amazing to share a stage with guys who put together grooves with that. Just off, grooves like this, just off the top of their head. It's really great. And clearly the top of that jam can go right into this part. There it is, folks. Freeba Slinky. Rich Steele picked some really interesting jams. Some heavy guitar synth stuff up front. And then a really, really great set of just street coding guitar. And some amazing grooves and jam architectures and atmospheres. Great stuff. It's amazing that I get to be in that band. It's really cool. I don't know. Being a guitar player is fun and all, but being in the Disco Biscuits is super cool because what was all that? I don't know. It's great to listen to. Thank you guys for listening to it with me here on the Touchdowns All Day podcast. Produced by myself, John Barber, Crunk Mike, Rich Steele, Vic Sobti, and of course, hosted on the Osiris Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in episode 23.
We're mass communicating. We're mass communicating.